All right, so Spencer, if you could design your dream home, what would it be like?
I know exactly what it would be like. It would be all wood, old-style beach house, on the ocean and on the sound. So it would have oceanfront porches all the way around. The biggest thing is the porches, because I don't really care about having, you know, massive extra rooms for guests or whatever. Like, I want to be able to be outside. Like, being outside is big for me. I love screening porches as well. So that and the library. I'm a huge kind of book nerd. So I would love to have just a library with lots of different shelves and, you know, a couple of desks for studying. That's the dream home for me.
Actually, I'm wondering about the outside. Would you paint the house or would you just leave it the natural wood color?
I want a natural color. There's an island south that's all kind of pastel, Easter egg looking colors, and it's too much for me. Also, too, like all the beach houses in LA, they're all kind of too tacky for me. Like, I don't know. I like kind of the old look, kind of traditional style.
And do you think you would use natural wood on it or a different material? I know that the beaches are really tough on the siding and paneling.
That is true.
Okay, what would the kitchen be like in your dream house?
I'm not much of a cook, but I hope that my future husband is. So I would like to have a big kitchen for him. Lots of table space. I want one of those islands, you know, in the center of a kitchen where there's a marble countertop. Mm-hmm. That has, you know, a couple of sinks and the ability to kind of put multiple different pots of vegetables or fruits out and about while you're cooking and preparing. I'd also like a kind of a bar counter space as well, so that people can kind of pull up a chair and maybe help cook or maybe just be there for company while you're cooking.
And how about your living room? Do you have any ideas for that?
Living room, mainly just comfort. My parents had a living room in their house, but it was all just really nice antique furniture, and we were never allowed to go there. So it's kind of like, what's the point of having a room in a house that you never go into? So I would like a living room, yes, maybe with a fireplace and some antique furniture, but nothing too nice that, you know, if my child or my dog were to come in from outside, could really, like, mess up.
And how about your yard? Do you have any ideas for a yard around your house? Mm,
I want a lot of dogs. So I would like a big yard that they could be able to run around in, as well as if I have children, like, have enough room for them to be able to, you know, have slip and slides or, you know, one of my best friends back home, she had a yard that had a creek in it. And that was so much fun, like, growing up, being able to, like, catch different, you know, creepy crawlies in the stream, as well as, you know, have a messy or muddy day if we wanted to.
And how about the bathroom?
I want a massive bathroom, actually. You know, my favorite shower in the world has like 5 or 6 different faucets, and it's just massive. It gives you space. I'm kind of a clumsy person, so if I fall down, I don't want to be able to, you know, or I don't want to hit my head on anything. I also like a big jacuzzi bathtub. My grandparents had this really, really big old porcelain tub that I swear like 5 people could fit into. So I'd really like to be able to have a big bathtub.
Okay. Thank you.